It was a busy weekend around the Chicagoland area, and of course, one of the celebrations that was happening was the Mexican Independence Day celebrations, and as has happened in the past couple of years, a lot of those celebrations led to a lot of people being downtown to the point of snarled traffic and just a lot of issues, if nothing else, noise issues and some other more serious things as well. Noah Azamo joins us right now from Block Club Chicago. Noah, thanks for hopping on with us here today.
Thanks for having me, John.
Yeah, so Friday night to Saturday night was the first night we really saw the big crowds downtown, right? Or was it Thursday night as well?
Well, from my understanding, we actually did see crowds Thursday night. Mexican Independence Day celebrated September 16th. So I think what happened was people came down Thursday. There were people with flags in their cars celebrating. There was general revelry. It wasn't as chaotic as it got Friday and Saturday night. And then I think what happened was Friday, there were more people. Of course, it's a weekend day as well. There were enough cars on Lakeshore Drive that it ended up clogging the entire southbound, or I believe it was the northbound part of Lakeshore Drive. There were people doing donuts on Lakeshore Drive. Generally just chaos. We saw videos of pretty much every form of celebration you can see.
Right.
And while lots of this was peaceful and totally respectable celebration, there were also instances of, you know, people doing things that are illegal, like drifting with their cars.
Right. And I know it's like in the moment, if you're living there and you're trying to get somewhere, it can become this overwhelming thing, I imagine. Glad to hear for the most part it was peaceful. It's kind of this hard balance the city has to have, right? Like the streets are, everyone's kind of entitled to drive where they go and to celebrate as they are, as long as they're not breaking the law. But it does create a huge traffic and human problem downtown in terms of getting around.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there's totally a bunch of sides to this. On the one hand, I think city officials would agree and say that everyone has the right to the city. You know, no one owns it. No one owns its streets. That's the point of why we all live here.
Right.
Be able to share it and to be able to use that space to celebrate heritage, especially cultural heritage that everyone thinks is important. On the other hand, it can be a huge hassle for people who live downtown if thousands of cars are coming in a caravan and essentially taking over the streets.
Right.
So I think what happened was on Friday, city officials looked at this and said, well, we can't have this happen again, at least to the extent that it did. So they held a press conference. They said they're going to be prepared to close down downtown to traffic if it starts to get out of control again Saturday evening. And they put out a tweet. I don't remember exactly the time, but probably about 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. saying, OK, we've experienced heavy traffic here. We're going to be shutting down parts to the loop. Some of those access points that are, they said there were going to be access points that still existed for residents and workers. And those were going to be at, I think, like 18th and the River from Halstead to Lakeshore Drive. And that if you did live and work down there, you could get in with an ID.
Which sounds chaotic, number one, because there's right. That's not a lot of them. And
totally.
Then do we have a text database for every person that lives downtown? No.
Completely. No,
so
not at all.
And were people caught off guard? Because I imagine, well, people go to weddings on Saturday nights, right? Like everyone goes anywhere, right?
Right. I actually spoke to someone who was coming back from the suburbs on a wedding. I think she was coming in on I-290. And part of this was also, I think, an issue of communication between the police department, the Illinois State Police, city. There's a lot of city management going on here and different groups that are involved. But she said she got redirected off 290, had to go to a different exit. Then when she got off at that exit, ended up not being able to get anywhere once she was trying to get into the loop. So like she got blocked at Wabash. She got blocked at Monroe. She got blocked at Wacker, and essentially spent 3 hours trying to get home. And she Whoa. Lived at 100 North Lakeshore Drive. And the other thing too is she had an elderly person in the car with her who I think eventually they just dropped off and that person walked home.
Wow.
You know, I think luckily there was no instance of anyone not being able to get somewhere that they really, really needed to, you know, but it's still late at night. People want to get back. I think some people had even planned to get back early. I talked to someone who lived in Pilsen and was in the loop, and he wanted to leave and couldn't leave.
Wow.
So it was sort of happening in both directions, too. And, you know, I think we're still trying to report and figure out what the real issue was. But again, like there was general chaos when people were flooding into downtown to celebrate. And then it also caused chaos blocking the streets. So, you know, it's our you know, it's a problem if you do, and it's a problem if you don't.
Yeah, and it is. And I think that that's kind of the catch-22 of all of it. And I don't know if it's a matter that, and this is obviously me editorializing, but like set all these barriers and decision makings, set this whole in motion beforehand so you can let people know. But then you don't want to close off a bunch of exits if it turns out the celebration isn't going to happen or that goes elsewhere or weather changes, right? I can kind of identify why it's hard for the city to figure this out.
Right. And I think you talk to residents, at least the ones who I spoke to, they said they understand why it's necessary to sometimes close downtown to traffic. That actually could be helpful for everyone to some extent. But if you're going to do it, make sure that, you know, if someone's showing an ID, they can get through. And I think that's sort of where the problem lies. Like, if all the police are told no one can go anywhere, then they're not going to go through with the logistical process of having, I guess, like an entry point, you know? Right.
Difficult. I understand.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Right.
I was going to say the city, I know, has had some, you know, we've talked about the city's issues before about limiting where people go downtown, of course, during the George Floyd protests. And, you know, it's an ongoing discussion about how best to manage people's flow in and out of the downtown area and how, you know, people that live down there are supposed to cope and deal with some of these. They're big inconveniences, right? They may be temporary, but while they're happening, they certainly are big. All right, Noah, we could go on for a long time about this. I appreciate you hopping on with us today, okay?
Yeah, thanks for having me.